The world's premier bluegrass music event is all this week in Raleigh. The International Bluegrass Music Association's annual gathering and festival used to be in Nashville, but moved to Raleigh a year ago. Tens of thousands of people attended last year, and city officials say visitors spent more than $10 million on food, hotels, and entertainment. The organization has since decided to put down roots and committed to holding the event in Raleigh for the next 6 years. Chatham County Line's Dave Wilson wrote a song about the move. It's called Living in Raleigh Now.
Bluegrass was born in Kentucky, Monroe found the mandolin. Now the way he played those strings we might never hear again. But there's no chance we're gonna lose the high lonesome sound.
We had the good fortune of going to both Louisville, Kentucky, where it was originally held. For 1 year there, they held it in an old hotel, the Galt House there, and it was just this amazing thing that took over this historic hotel. And then we, a few years later, got to go to Nashville, and we always felt it was kind of a sideshow in Nashville to all the other country music stuff going on there. And when it finally arrived in Raleigh, we didn't know what to expect, but the community and the city really left nothing out. And so we really felt like it had almost come back home in a lot of ways.
Well, I moved to Tennessee, where it took his greatest bow. What moved off to Nashville is living in Raleigh now.
When the band decided to shoot a video for the song, the director mapped out a Beatles-esque romp through Raleigh. Early in the video, the band finds a series of paintings of bluegrass luminaries Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs, both of whom are mentioned in the song.
And we knew from that moment that we were going to steal those folks and carry them around our town.
The band wanted the video to show off their hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina. They made a list a couple of pages long of their favorite spots, but the director made them whittle it down.
So we kind of just picked a few things that were easy to get to and had good parking. And so fit in a few of our favorites like Char Grill and the alley behind the poorhouse where the song was actually written.
The video for this song ends with the band playing in an empty Red Hat amphitheater in downtown Raleigh.
Yeah, that's to represent how, if we played at the Red Hat Amphitheater, how many people would actually show up.
That's not true.
No, we, from the beginning of the song, playing in the Rose Garden, which is a beautiful small outdoor amphitheater, we wanted to end up in the place where we're going to kind of stake our claim this year, and that's the Red Hat downtown Raleigh.
So we're all glad you came and rambled around our town. And we hope you re-picked up a little bit of that sound. It will live on forever if the fates allow. What was born in Kentucky moved off to Nashville is living in Raleigh now.
Chatham County Line performs as part of the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival this Friday at noon in downtown Raleigh. For North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, I'm Eric Hodge.